2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Let's lock in.
This is Unrivaled.
Yes! Yes!
The teams you live for, the sports you love. With Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
All right, welcome back. 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tweeting at us, whatever you want to do. All those things. I'm good with all of it. We'd love for you to participate in the show any way possible. Got a ton to get into. Former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell in front of me, as always. Jumping into the second hour here, we got to get right into it here because I want to ask about the future of the future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers. Let's jump in right here. It's The Cut.
The unquestioned. Undeniable. Unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made The Cut.
Ain't nothing like it.
Do you know what's really sad?
Yeah, what do you got?
Is there something you want to, you have an ad or something you got to read?
I don't have to right now.
Go ahead, read your ad and I'll tell you what's really,
Scott,
really sad.
Scott, you worked your tail off. Your retirement should be family and fun, not work and worry. Go to retireteton.com/radio to get a complimentary retirement assent plan from Teton Wealth Group. That's retireteton.com/radio. Okay, now you're ready.
All right, this was the saddest part about this whole weekend.
What?
And it
There's
happened.
No sad part.
No,
no, sad
no
part.
There is a sad part. There's a really sad part.
I mean, there are a lot of teams
down. No, no, it's not even a team that went down.
Oh, what is it?
It's a team that never got a chance to even go down.
If you bring up my Seahawks, so help me.
No, 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 because they've won a Super Bowl.
They've been to the top of the mountain, yeah.
If the Cincinnati Bengals can be in the AFC Championship game and go, and they've been to a couple of Super Bowls, and they only give you one pair of socks a year, and if they can make it, if they can win,
I bet they've changed
I
it to
just
two now.
Feel so bad for the Detroit Lions.
Ooh.
Like they,
so wait,
they
but,
the Lions have not won since the 50s, and I was there. I mean, I was.
You guys
I was,
won a lot of games.
Yeah, well, I know, but it's like the Detroit Lions. I don't care about Jacksonville. I don't care about Houston because they're expansion franchises. They're the only other. There's only three teams that have never been to a Super Bowl. The Detroit Lions have never been to a Super Bowl, and the Cincinnati Bengals. The hapless Bengals. I think the Bengals are considered like maybe the worst franchise in the NFL. Like it's the black hole of places. It's been the black hole.
So this
Josh
is
Burrow is gonna make the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow.
Oh, if we could get a Josh Allen, Joe Burrow.
He's gonna make the Bengals sexy.
Yeah.
He really is. And all I think about is I don't think about the Bengals. I think about the poor Detroit Lions.
But right now, hold on a minute. Who's the most hapless franchise? Is it the Lions or is it the Browns? The Browns haven't gone either. The Browns haven't even gone.
Oh,
the Super
Browns
Bowl.
Haven't gone either, have they?
No. Yeah. The Jaguars? That historic franchise?
I forgot about the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns.
See, that's how bad the Browns are. Is I actually forgot about the Browns.
We all did.
But it's not the Cleveland Browns. It's the new Browns. See, this is a franchise.
Oh,
this
okay.
is an expansion
I
franchise.
Got you.
The real Cleveland Browns went to Baltimore.
Yeah, and they've won it a couple times.
Yeah.
There you go. You know, you shouldn't feel as bad for them.
The only historical franchise in the NFL has not gone to the Super Bowl. And they're not going anytime soon either.
Well, yeah.
And I mean, and they trade away Matthew Stafford. And they can't keep Calvin Johnson, who was a freaking phenom.
Cleveland threw away OBJ.
I mean, yeah.
They're not going to be any better.
They can't keep anybody happy.
That's terrible.
That's bad.
Scott, Aaron Rodgers is one of these guys over the weekend that is
Aaron Rodgers should go to the Detroit Lions.
All
instant
your pitch.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't want to be a part of a rebuild.
You know, so many guys' contracts are up or on the brink or salary cap stuff. So a lot of decisions to be made. I don't want to be a part of a rebuild if I'm going to keep playing. So a lot of decisions, in the next couple months.
I'm sure it's the same thing Tom Brady went through.
He said he didn't say it's never been built. Hey.
No, but what I think he's saying is like, look, what's going on here in Green Bay is – Our window was like kind of right now, like this was it, and I'm sure it was it for him. And I think he looks to Tom Brady and he goes, where is a team really close? Where is a team got a lot of the parts and they just need that guy to get them over the hump? But on top of that, they've got a coach. I think that's why he really liked Denver. I think he thought Denver wasn't far off.
Is he?
And if he could get an offense that he was comfortable with and used to. He's going somewhere.
Is his drama too annoying for a franchise, though?
No. Everyone has.
Even for Green Bay, where it's been the most annoying, they're still like, please. Although I will say, I saw more dedicated Pack fans this weekend who were like, I'm not sure the payoff is worth the annoying parts of what you get with Aaron Rodgers right now. Yeah. Because getting to the going as the first seed, hosting that home game against what should be a slam dunk win for you against the 49ers at your place, and you've got Aaron Rodgers, you've got Devontae Adams, you've got this whole roster is set now for you to be able to – you got Randall Cobb back for the weekend, and you score a measly 10 points.
Here's what's different. Here's what my challenge with Aaron Rodgers is and how he's so different from Brett Favre. Brett Favre would just had fun. Brett Favre did not take himself so serious. He did not. He never took any of it so serious.
Aaron Rodgers does all those fun, relatable insurance commercials. Come on.
When Aaron Rodgers is playing football, it never seems fun. I don't get the commercials, whatever. But when he's playing football,
you don't get the vibe like he's having a good time.
And the commercials, they're a little bit snarky. They're a little bit like.
Oh, you're not breaking down his insurance commercials. Like, come on, they're not. They're fine.
You don't break
they're
down
good.
Nick Saban's horrendous acting job.
Aaron Rodgers should get an Academy Award compared to what Nick Saban does.
But they're not fun. Okay, I'm just saying. This is my opinion.
So Aaron Rodgers is a guy that. If he goes somewhere
right
now. He
just sucks all of the life out of things and all of the fun out of things.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it worth it for a franchise then? Is that worth it?
Yeah.
Described the guy who is.
If you're the Detroit Lions, if you're someone desperate for a championship, you will take no fun. You will take sucks the life out of everything as long as we win. Aaron Rodgers, sure. Yeah. I could see a team like Denver. I just think he's going to end up in Denver. I really do.
Is there a better spot where he could end up?
Or a team like the Raiders.
Ooh.
Except Aaron Rodgers' hair doesn't work with the Raiders.
Yeah, it does. Derek Carr's got the same hair coming out of the back.
No. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know that anything really looks good with Aaron. I know everyone loves Aaron Rodgers' hair, whatever. Look. What I loved about it, can we get on from Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
Because
I was just saying, I was wondering what you thought his future was going to look like.
Well, it won't be in Green Bay.
So you don't think he'll just do the whole, I'm going to come back and we're going to run it back again?
No, they won't run
when
it back.
When he says that I don't want to be a part of a rebuild,
yeah.
Is that him already just assigning himself to, I'm going somewhere, but I don't want to, will you please call me only if you're going to win a championship next year. Call me if you're going to, or is he saying to the Packers, hey, get a couple of more pieces here because it's nice to have Davante Adams and Aaron Jones, but short of that, we don't really have a ton of other pieces here. Give me some other pieces.
So he'll be somewhere. It won't
be Green Bay.
I kind of thought it would be New Orleans, but Sean Payton feels like he's kind of out the door too. And maybe there's that discussion. Say, look, if you can get me, I'll come back here. I'll tell you another team that's not far off is the Miami Dolphins. Like they might be a team that could get real interesting there. I think you're better off being in the NFC. I think there are better teams. I think there are better teams in the AFC.
Yeah, this year feels like
you got Buffalo, you got Kansas City, you've got.
Is it automatic that the
you got Joe Burrow? You got Baltimore is a pretty good team. There's just
that's pretty wild because the NFC was always in my mind they were always the more like top to bottom tough conference.
So here's what I loved the most about this weekend, and it's the theme that always rears its head. And it's about playing to win and playing not to lose. And you have the Tennessee Titans with a chance to go ahead and win this game. And there was no sense of urgency. There was no two-minute drill. They were just like, and I'm sitting here going, go win the football game. And what they were saying is, well, let's go to overtime. Because so you're a quarterback. And by the way they call the plays in the game, what they're saying is, we got no confidence in you. And you can't have that in the NFL. You can't have a quarterback playing, or you can't have it in your mind. We don't want our quarterback to screw it up. And guess what? That's that defensive mindset and that defensive mentality, and it doesn't work. The Cincinnati Bengals, as limited as they were, and as challenging as that game was, they were just like Joe Burrow's like, I'm here to win this game. I'm here to win this game, and I don't think people understand the throw he made to get them in field goal position. That's not an easy throw. It's just not an easy throw. And he threw it with accuracy and with confidence. And he did it because, and it goes back to another thing I talk about all the time. He has mechanics that stand up under pressure. And when the game gets on the line, it's like, yeah, I can make this throw. And I can make it because my body has been trained to be in a position to be consistent under pressure.
You know, it's interesting you said that because last night we had that same conversation during that Chiefs-Bills game. It was when it was 26-29. So, you know, however many touchdowns it was already into this thing going in. And I think there was a minute left or less than a minute left or I don't know what. But it was the Chiefs had the ball and it was, now, how far do you have to get down before you kick the game-tying field goal to send this thing into overtime? And I told my son, I go, Patrick Mahomes is going to go for a home run here. Because if they score a touchdown, then they're up 4 points. And then that's even harder for the Bills. Obviously, they'd have to get a touchdown to tie it. Right. Which they ended up – the Chiefs go down and score a touchdown, and you're going, this thing's over. The Bills go down and score a touchdown, and you're going, this thing's over. And then 13 seconds left, you don't squib kick it on the kickoff, and the special teams coordinator should be fired for this.
But what you have is you have two teams that are playing to win.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so and for me in that game, if I'm a fan, I go, love that game.
Amazing.
But I know it's painful for the Buffalo Bills, but they've got a lot of really good football ahead of them in the future. They really do. I mean, when you have the guy and Josh Allen is the guy there, you can build a lot around that. And he just exudes confidence right now. And they've done a tremendous job of developing him into a great player, which in my mind, you look at all these young players today, right? And really, you look at these young quarterbacks in the NFL. Justin Herbert's another guy that I think can be like that. You've got Joe Burrow. You have Kyler Murray. Does Trevor Lawrence with the Jacksonville Jaguars, do they ever figure that out? I mean, is he – because he's kind of in that same build as Josh Allen. You know, he's a little bit taller, got a really strong arm. And can they create a system around him that can really make him shine? I sure hope so, because he's a heck of a talent, and you'd hate to see that wasted. But then it begs to question, what about Zach Wilson at the Jets? I mean, because his first season, like with Joe Burrow, you could see.
What was that noise you made?
It's a nervous, I'm not sure noise.
Because
I mean,
the really future looks semi-bleak for the guy.
It's a little iffy right now. With Joe Burrow, as bad as the Bengals were, now, do you get some talent around Zach Wilson? Because they got a lot of picks early on in this draft, and they could really make some noise where they are in the draft. I don't know about Zach Wilson. I don't know about Trevor Lawrence. And really, at the end of the day, I mean, maybe Mac Jones. I mean, for a rookie season, he certainly seemed the most polished. But does he have the most ability? And I don't know if that's true. I don't know. A lot of really good young quarterbacks in the NFL.
If you could build your team around one of them, who would it be?
Joe Burrow.
It would be out of all the guys we just talked about.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. I mean, any of them.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You only get one. You get the one to build the foundation on.
The one guy.
Yep.
Any quarterback.
Any quarterback in the entire league you can build your foundation around.
Patrick Mahomes.
What made you switch from?
I thought you meant not like a young rookie up and coming guy.
But no, I mean
Patrick Mahomes. I look at him as more established. He's probably going to go to his third Super Bowl in 4 years.
Yeah,
played in every AFC Championship game pretty much since he's been playing.
Yeah, the Chiefs have been to four straight. It's the first team I think ever to go to four straight. Yeah. All hosting the AFC Championship game.
Where Patrick Mahomes is getting though is like, you know, he was a thrower before. I mean, just insane throws before, but he's really starting to kind of get that maturity of understanding the game and understanding what he's doing so much more. And so his knowledge is certainly catching up with his physical ability, and that just gets real exciting when you have a player that's just. Kind of has everything just working on all cylinders. That's an easy answer.
Didn't sound that easy to me. I almost think that I would be that I think I'd be more and I'm going back and forth on Twitter with a Wyoming fan who was like, you never gave this respect when he's in college. But the thing is that I mean I don't think anybody would have guessed that he would have been this good. I mean, I can't believe how big he is, and yet I can't believe he can get away from anybody in the league, it seems like, on foot. I mean, the scrambling that he and Patrick Mahomes did last night,
so
unbelievable.
Here's someone who really should get respect, since we're talking about the Bengals, Titans. Jimmy Garoppolo. People can make fun of, and they can downgrade. The guy's been in a Super Bowl. Won two playoff games on the road in Dallas and Green Bay. I mean, those are tough places to go play. Those are some of the most storied franchises in NFL history. And you're going to Dallas and beating the Cowboys, and you're going to Green Bay and beating the Packers. And at the beginning of the year, everybody has basically just said, you stink, and we've got your replacement. And it's like, I mean, you looked at John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, and they're like, well, yeah, Jimmy's our guy for now, but, you know, he's not going to be. I mean, that takes nerves of steel. Nobody likes and nobody can, you know. It's like right now with the Utah Jazz. These guys know, somebody knows they're going to get traded. And it impacts how you feel about the team. It impacts your performance. You start questioning every time you make an incompletion, a bad play, and you can't play that way. You can't play where you're just wondering. So to see him really just kind of go, screw you guys, you know, I'm, you know what, and to win like he has, and to make the plays, because they're built around that defense, and that defense is really good. That defense is a defense that could win championships for you, and to be able to understand that. I mean, he had as big a performance as anyone. I don't care. I mean, it maybe statistically it wasn't, but they're figuring out how to win football games, and that's all it's about is you get the W, especially on the road.
And if the 49ers do end up saying Trey Lance is our guy, Jimmy Garoppolo, teams are going to look at him and go, this guy's won in the playoffs a ton. This guy won in Lambeau against Aaron Rodgers. And that's all. Any time that the 49ers would take on the Packers, well, they'd win that game.
But then you go, what do you do? I mean, you keep him, you know, he's played well enough to where you go, is he still our guy? I mean, how do you throw away a guy that's winning for you? I remember Brian Billick doing that with Trent Dilfer and going, the guy just won a Super Bowl for you and you're not re-signing him next year. That's cold.
Elvis Graybach. Hey, listen, was he Tom Brady? Did he start in front of Tom Brady?
Like they said Elvis Graybach was going to be the.
Is he a Michigan quarterback?
Yeah, and he was, I thought he was very talented, but man, the dude just didn't want to play football.
That's hilarious.
And they, you know, I don't know. I mean, people make dumb decisions in the NFL. You know why they make dumb decisions? Because they make money no matter what. That's the thing.
The guys hugging each other.
Like,
after the game.
you make bad business decisions in the NFL, and it's like, yeah, whatever.
I like the sportsmanship. You know, you're Patrick Mahomes.
You're the Jacksonville Jaguars. You're the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
You stink. You stunk for years. And guess what? You get paid the same amount as like the New England Patriots and the Tampa Bay. So
the effort sometimes isn't always there from the ownership.
And they go, here's all this monopoly money, and you have to just go out and just negotiate contracts. But you got to spend all of this. Just go spend all this money.
Let's take a break. Hey, when we come back, we got Jeremiah Jensen from KSL5 Television who's going to join us. We got to break down a lot more just from the full weekend. And, boy, just a lot to get into. Every time JJ joins us, we kind of get the breakdown of what they're doing on television and also just go through the Jazz and Suns preview for tonight. Jazz are 11-point dogs in this one, Scott. I know you don't like hearing it, but they're 11-point dogs against both teams. Absolutely.
11's not enough.
They just have so many guys on the hey, the Jazz are supposed
I guess everyone has guys out tonight.
Jazz, Suns tonight. Jeremiah's going to break it down a little bit for us, plus the weekend that was in the NFL. More to go. It's Unrivaled, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.